In store.
You're listening to Chris Smith on 2GB, broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency Coolum, with A Taste of Coolum from June 24.
Okay, 131873 is the telephone number, and I'll get to your calls in just a second, but we are at the Hyatt at Coolum, as many of you know, and we've been broadcasting here since 5.30 this morning, and one of the great aspects of coming to Coolum is its championship golf course. And the location at the Hyatt Regency Coolum is on the Sunshine Coast. It is just incredible, we know, but so is that golf course. And one of the resorts, well, the 18-hole golf course, has been a kind of magnet for so many people. We've had the PGA Championship here, and it's on later this year. But not only that, you've got celebrities that come to places like Coolum, and who knows more about how the celebrities play golf than the golf pro? So I thought I'd catch up with Peter Heiniger today. He has seen it all. He's been the golf pro here for the past 22 years. I have a feeling he likes his job and he likes where he's working. Peter, good afternoon.
Hi, Chris. How are you? And good to have you here at Coolum.
Thank you very much, mate. 22 years, that says a lot about where you're working.
You make me sound old, actually, when you say 22 years, but it only feels like really 5 years. And the resort's fantastic. The people that I meet up here are fantastic. And I just love it.
You've seen some changes in 22 years, no doubt. How was this place looking, say, 22 years ago?
It has blossomed. When I got here 22 years ago, the trees were probably about 3 feet tall. Now they're 33 feet tall. The golf course has really come along, and the resort's just getting better by the minute.
Would you say that the Coolum 18-hole golf course here is in better condition now than it ever has been?
And getting better by the minute too as well. And it really is the ultimate golfing experience up here. So, you know, we have a great golf course, great practice facilities. Our golf education centre is state-of-the-art too as well. And really, it's got everything for the whole family. So come on up, guys.
Now, you've looked after some of our listeners. We've got 200 listeners up here as part of our ultimate long weekend. They were telling me last night, can you get out of broadcasting today so you can come and play golf with us? And I said, yeah, chances. But they have been out. We've got several players out there at the moment, have we?
There's quite a few groups out there now playing and having a great deal of fun. And we actually had a little one-hour clinic before they teed off. And I must say, when it comes to golfers, they're very good cricketers.
Right, okay. They're very good cricketers. Well, I reckon I'm about the same. And one of the reasons I wanted to get you here today is to improve one of my problems, which is the chronic slice. Now, I've got...
You're not alone there, Chris. Trust me.
So that is a common problem for someone who tees off with a big bertha?
90% of my time on the driving range is fixing slices, so...
Okay, I was told by a pro once that it... This is going to help so many of our listeners who like to get out on a golf course. I was told that, one, my hand grip was wrong, and two, my hips were in the wrong direction. If someone slices, are they the reasons you slice?
Well, yes, most definitely. The grip's the most important factor. The only sort of like control you have on the golf club is through your hands. So quite often slicers will have a slicer's grip. So the left hand is turned too far under the club rather than back across to the right.
Okay, I should pick up the club you've got in your hand. It's a one iron, right? It's a one iron, and I have problems with the iron as well. Jess, if you can hold that microphone, maybe that piece of paper at the same time. Jess here, trusty assistant, associate producer, having a big... Are you going to the health retreat on Saturday?
Yeah.
There, see, yeah, health retreat on Saturday. Okay, so I would sit here. I stand usually with my feet that far apart. I hit the ball from about there, which is closer to my left foot. I'm a right-hander.
Yep.
And now, my grip... I don't like locking the fingers. I know I should, but...
No, you're fine with the overlapping grip. So that's fine what you're doing there now. However, just like I said, your left-hand grip is the problem child.
Right. So I'm right under the club, and that's the problem, is it?
Your right hand's fine, but your left hand's the problem. So we need to bring the top of your left hand here more over. So you're seeing more knuckles on the outside of your left hand. All of a sudden, the relationship between your grip and the club face changes. So you should be seeing at least two or three knuckles on the outside of your left hand.
Okay. Can I have a bash at that? You've got a ping pong ball here for me to bash at, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Now, you'll have to get away, Jess, could be maybe over that side, because you're going to get whacked right in the leg. Okay.
Before you start there, Chris, I must say, this golf club you have is state-of-the-art, so it's guaranteed to hit the ball long and strong.
Yeah, okay. It's plastic golf ball. I don't know. Okay, here we go, here we go. Maybe you should record the sound of the golf ball.
Don't miss it, will you?
How do we go?
I think we should take that club back. What do you reckon? It doesn't work.
Well, it virtually went along the ground. I should. So that swing, I'm too fast in my swing, aren't I?
It was a bit It was a bit quick, and you didn't transfer your weight either on the way through, so maybe it's the wet conditions. We won't blame you, we'll blame the conditions.
Yeah. Okay, so transfer your weight from